She wasn't what he'd been expecting. Typical. And for a second there, she'd thought he might be more astute than the others. Anticipating his reaction when she introduced herself, she started toward him. He sat at a solitary table at the far end of the room, his back to the wall so he could face the bar, a rear exit to his right. It was a guarded position she would have chosen, but probably just a coincidence for him. She wove her way around tables, drunks, and proffered drinks without once taking her eyes off him. As was her usual habit at such meetings, she'd dressed in plain black clothes. It made it easier to disappear if necessary, and didn't draw attention that more complimentary clothes might have. Her long-sleeved tunic hung to mid-thigh, loosely fitted so it wouldn't impede her movements should she need to take physical control of the surroundings. Her jeans were slim, her low-heeled boots only ankle-high. She never wore jewelry. In fact, she didn't own any. But she did carry a black briefcase. The case was an annoyance, but it usually proved necessary to have it handy. When she stopped in front of him, his gaze came to her face, arrested for only a moment. Then slowly, very slowly, he looked her over again, his attention lingering in certain places, like her chest, below her waist, her thighs. His look was so intimate, so personal, that it brought on a melange of sensations, outrage, disgust, and, strangely enough, heat. Surely not embarrassment, she told herself. She was too old and far too jaded to be disconcerted by the likes of him. His visual inspection was appreciative and felt like a tactile touch. Damn it, she didn't like being touched, not without permission. Her eyes narrowed, prompting him to a softly uttered, reluctant rejection. Sorry, honey. It's unfortunate, but I'm already busy tonight. The nerve. Despite her exceptional control, antagonism bristled to the surface. Her every movement rigid. Ray hooked a chair and drew it out. She seated herself, placing the briefcase at her feet for safekeeping. He cocked one dark brow upward and braced his forearms on the rough, scarred table. The new position emphasized the width of his shoulders, the brawn of his arms. She'd expected another wimpy, slim GQ lookalike. But this man could be a barroom bouncer. He wasn't bulky, just big and hard and solid. Added to the fine physique were the eyes of a predator, now filled with annoyance. He leaned toward her with a scowl. "I'm Ray Vereker," she drawled, stopping him in his tracks. She didn't say anything more, didn't offer her hand in polite greeting. She just waited for the usual signs of disbelief and disparagement. They were slow in coming. Rather than gape, he leaned back and studied her anew. If she'd thought his earlier perusal was intimate, it was nothing compared to how he looked at her now. For a lesser person, for someone without her skills and background, it might have been an unnerving process. His eyes were such an unusual shade of hazel, cat eyes, bright with intelligence, almost menacing. They went from heated notice to cool regard. Deciding to mock his up-close and personal inspection with one of her own, Ray draped one elbow over the back of the chair and slouched down in the seat to get comfortable. Wearing an air of unconcern, she took in his appearance. From his dark brown hair, cut in precise lines, to his straight, masculine nose and high cheekbones, to his mouth, now flattened with irritation at her boldness. He had a stubborn jaw, she noted, proving he'd be plenty of trouble indeed. The black tee he wore looked softer than heaven, fitted over that broad chest. Even his open jacket screamed wealth, made of fine leather and deliberately scuffed to appear fashionably worn. The watch on his thick wrist probably cost as much as her truck, maybe more, and his nails were impeccably clean. Thanks to the table, she couldn't see below his waist, but she'd be willing to bet the rest of him was as sturdy and strong as what she could see. Maybe it was a good thing half of him was hidden. Half was about all she could take at one time. The man made her heart race. Though she'd doubted he'd ever been in such a ramshackle bar in his life, he didn't look the least bit ill at ease.